the common man, for the common man. It's Barstool Radio.
John, what do you got?
Hey, Fred. So I'm wondering if Mike Portnoy Esquire had any thoughts about you going on Tucker Carlson and on Fox News.
He didn't mention it. He did ask.
Wait, what? He didn't have anything to say about your Tucker Carlson appearance?
He hasn't mentioned it, no.
Wow.
Tucker Carlson's a gigantic stoolie, apparently.
He founded Barstool Sports. It's
on
one
the
of
internet.
The best.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was walking. I didn't know if he was going to ask me about you. Like, yeah. I didn't know it because I was going on and then your shit broke.
That would have been something if I just totally sabotaged your whole appearance. Like, wait, let's go to break when we come back. More Mike Portnoy, because not only did he.
We got to get him on the phone.
Yeah, we got to get Mike up because
he got tricked.
He got duped.
We'll play. Do we have that video? We'll play the video.
Poor Mike Portnoy thought he got greenlit.
Yeah.
He thought his dream came true.
He's telling me about my radio show. It's like, well, that's fake, Dad.
And his response, more fake news.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Well done, Frankie, getting Mike Portnoy Esquire on the line. So, two things. I would like to hear Mr. Portnoy's opinions on Dave's Fox News Tucker Carlson appearance. And also, we got to hash out this issue here. Mr. Portnoy thought that he officially got his Sirius XM show greenlit.
Do you have the video? Can you play it? What?
It's a video.
Yeah, but
there's some audio.
No? It doesn't work. You don't think without it.
Go over to Twitter.
I'm retweeting it.
At Barstool Radio, you can see. So a reader, made a video that looked like an intro video to what would be Mr. Portnoy's
called In Focus.
In Focus,
with Mike Portnoy.
Mike Portnoy, like a politically based.
Didn't even say politically. It was an interview based show.
Right, with all the biggest stars, and said, and so Mr. Portnoy assumed that meant. He got a show, so he joins us now.
He texted me saying, why didn't you tell me about this?
Yeah, the exact exchange. He said, saw the video. When were you going to tell me about this? Dave said, what are you talking about? He said, the video about my new Sirius show. Dave said, that was just a reader. It was fake. And Mr. Portnoy said, oh, okay, more fake news. So he joins us now. Mr. Portnoy, how you doing?
I'm here. Before anybody says anything, I want to talk about a couple of things. Am I going to get a chance to do that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you are.
Without my son interrupting me or hanging
Well, I can promise you he won't hang up.
This
stopping him.
This is very, though, I'm not interrupting you. You can proceed, but you're baiting me to interrupt you.
Well.
Go ahead.
I want to give a little background. Your mother's not here right now. I want to tell you what happened. I knew when that thing happened with the show that was based on what ultimately happened. Let me finish. It was going to come back and bite me. Your mother came in and said, look at this. And I just looked at it quickly, and I didn't realize that it was just somebody, you know, one of the listeners or whatever, readers or whatever, was doing this. I thought it was very well done, but I obviously thought it was from Barstool. I didn't have a chance. Your mother came in and said to me, look at this. She didn't say to me, and she didn't realize either at the time, that it wasn't done by Barstool. So, of course, I end up making a total fool out of myself. Which makes your day, David. I couldn't tell you the minute I realized what happened, that was the next thing that came into my head. Boy, I'm going to pay for this. So I knew that was going to happen. The third thing, and then you can go and have your way with me. Tucker Carlson, I thought you did a great job on there. Okay, I didn't think your hair looked that good.
Ooh, that's the worst thing you could say about a TV appearance.
They have a hair person. The hair, like, by the way, that's not the word on the street. A lot of people say my hair looked very good.
I want to ask you a question. Don't you have a say in that? If you didn't think it looked good, you couldn't
say anything? I just said I thought it looked good. You're the only person I've heard. And coming from a guy with no hair, I don't take that very strong.
Well, I'm going to let that low blow go by.
Bigger man.
As far as Tucker Carlson, obviously, I'm not a regular watcher. We told a couple of people who were on, didn't even know who Tucker Carlson was, but I know who he is. You know something? He's been on every cable network. He's been on CNN. He's been on MSNBC. He used to be known because he would wear a bow tie all the time.
I remember that.
And that became his trademark, and then he ditched that at some point. But all right, well, now... Take your shots at me making a fool out of myself.
No, you're gonna get your show, but
say,
it'll come from me. I'm not gonna tell you. You won't have a show and me keep you in the dark about it. Once the show is hammered out, you'll know. We got to figure out who you're doing it with and all that stuff.
Can I at least have a little thought? Can I give my thoughts about it at all, or I'm not even going to be
No,
asked?
You can give your thoughts. You want an interview show like Larry King or a political show where you and Riggs talk about politics and then tell Trent what you're talking about, and he can just look at you like you guys are crazy.
But I have been thinking about it a little bit.
Okay.
Number one, as I said before, I know I'm better than Larry King. I know. It's a low bar. It's a low bar, but I know I'm better than Larry King. Maybe I'll have Larry King on, and he's available. But I know I'm better than him. I'm younger, okay? Much younger.
I mean, Larry King's 160.
So this is what your thoughts, this is what you're giving the deep thoughts about this show, is just your obsession with Larry King? And by the way, listeners at home, you and Cousin Murray have been, like, obsessed with Larry King forever.
Cousin Murray? That's got to be a joke.
That sounds, Cousin Murray.
That sounds so made up. Cousin Murray.
Cousin Murray is in my plans.
Oh, he is in your plans.
Oh, he better be.
He was waiting to bring out Cousin Murray.
He better be.
True or false, you and Cousin Murray are obsessed with Larry King.
Yes. Ever since, let me tell you something. You know Larry King, when he was 86 years old, a number of years ago, he got kicked out of his kid Little League game for arguing with the umpire.
I told you, my dad's obsessed with Larry King. I don't know. No, I did not know that.
Did you know, Mr. Portnoy, I was supposed to have him on my show like a couple years ago, and at the very, very last second, they pulled the plug because of a blog Smitty wrote like many years even prior to that, joking around about how he and Bill Cosby used to run around town fucking around.
KFC, I guarantee you could get him now as long as you agreed to let him sell something during the time that he was on.
He was supposed to and push his own show, and then they said he took offense to what Smitty had to say about him.
I'm still confused why you and Cousin Murray are so obsessed with Larry King.
Because I can't speak for him, but I was always amazed that he had so little talent and so little ability. And here he is, he rose to this level of, unbelievable level of success. Based on nothing.
He used to say when he interviewed like someone, if they like wrote a book, for instance, and he was coming on the show, he said,
"I don't want to read it."
Yeah. He spun that. He was like, "I feel like I'll be like the audience. They won't know what the book is either, so I don't want to read it because then it comes across weird."
Right.
Like, no, dude, you just want to read the book.
See, that's why I know I could do what he did, just be unprepared, and just wing it.
Yeah.
The other thing that I've been practicing on, he used to put his hand in his chin. Like he was really paying attention to the interview. And I think a couple of times he actually dozed off during the interview. I mean, he did things that were outrageous. But that's neither here nor there. Right now, I think he's selling
underwear. Let's keep this. What other thoughts besides your obsession with Larry King? Your wildly unhealthy obsession with Larry King.
All right. I want to say a couple other things. And then you can hang up. When you and I first did this when you were in the South End, remember the first time we ever did, and we were recording it, and you said to me, do you remember this? You said to me, I don't think this is going to go very long. It'll be very short. It ended up being very long because you and I, obviously, you're my son, and people were interested in a lot of the things, and I think you and I, David, we have a certain chemistry. It's kind of a negative chemistry that you go at me, and I don't take it like a lot of other people. I come right back the best I can, and I think that leads me to say I agree with a lot of what Riggs says, and I think he's smart, but I need somebody on there to argue with, all right? And I don't think Riggs and I disagree about very much, so I think that's part of it. That's why I've been thinking as a co-host, Cousin Murray, he doesn't know it yet, but he and I argue all the time. So I got to have somebody to argue with.
You and Cousin Murray, that may be, like, the worst show ever.
You
guys, Cousin Murray, and I hope he's not listening, he tells the worst jokes of any human who's ever lived.
No, I'm not going to tell him about this till it's signed, sealed, and delivered. So
yeah, you don't want to get Cousin Murray's hopes up and then hurt his feelings.
Michael Portnoy, Esquire, and Cousin Murray, that will be bad rating.
Cousin Murray is...
They literally would only... What?
You're going to end up retracting that remark.
No, I will not. I'm telling you right now, I've spent enough time around these two where they will just talk about Larry King and John Calipari.
It's electric. Mike Portnoy Esquire is he's special as always.